Here are some bull bits for you.
Wait, did you say bits?
Yeah, buddy. That's what I said. Bull bits. On 95.3 The Bull.
Go right to California for this story. A man builds his dog a $20,000 dream dog house.
What?
I know. Wow.
Brent, I want that dog house.
Brent Riviera of California built his dog a $20,000 dream dog house. The new dog house has a mini fridge, a bedroom, and a TV that only plays squirrel clips. Jeez. For the dog.
I know exactly who this is, too. He's a social media influencer. Mm-hmm. He's been around for a while, and he's not the brightest.
And the house is surrounded by AstroTurf, $20,000. There's an investment that will never get his money back.
I suppose. I want to talk about Lainey Wilson this morning. Couple of stories for her. First of all, the pursuit of anybody out there of Lainey Wilson should have never even started, because apparently she has been dating her NFL quarterback boyfriend, Delvin Duck Hodges, for 2 years. She says that he's been around for a while. I just decided to make him wait for the 2.5 years. He's a good dude, and he knows what he wants, and knows what it's like to chase a dream, too. He's an NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm. So when you go on vacation, what are you looking for? Survey, top number one answer out of all those who go on vacation, they are waiting for a sunrise or sunset. They say that is true definition of a great vacation, if you get to see a sunset or a sunrise.
If it's just that simple, you could just, I don't know, do the State Line Sunrise video with us every morning.
Exactly.
The Bull.
That's why it's so popular. People in Maine are watching it and everywhere. You and I are enjoying the perfect vacation every morning.
Every single morning, brother, right here at the State Line. An additional tidbit for Lainey Wilson. She is going to be hosting CMA Fest. It'll be a TV special that they put out from CMA Fest, which is coming up, in the next week or two?
This weekend. It's this weekend.
So they'll record that, and they'll turn it into a TV special. Lainey, Dierks Bentley, and L. King are going to host that on July 19th.
Uh-oh, don't look now, but the price of Spam has risen 20% in the past year.
Oh, no.
The price is due to inflation, not the ingredients. They've got those. It's inflation. Spam is too expensive now.
The number one movie in the world is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Now, this is not your typical live-action movies that you've seen from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This goes off of the story of Miles Morales and is a part of the animated trilogy of Spider-Man movies. That mm-hmm. first one came out probably 3-4 years ago. Always very, very cool. The movie cost about $100 million to make. First weekend made $208 million worldwide.
Unbelievable. So we had National Donut Day last week.
Of course.
I had two donuts through the whole day.
I had more than that, but continue.
Australian James Webb won the World Donut Eating Championship. Ooh. On Friday. It was Donut Day.
Oh, this is gaudy.
He downed 59 and a half donuts in 8 minutes. Good Lord.
Yeesh.
How many dozen is 59 donuts? What is it? 12, 4 is 48.
It'd be
5. Imagine a box of donuts, 5 of those gone in 8 minutes. That blows your mind, right?
Do you get milk with it?
No, I don't. You get water to probably wash it down with. But James beat Joey Chestnut's record by 4.5 donuts.
Jeez.
And he wins the WWE-style championship belt that reads, National Donut Day Champion.
This is the crazy part. It says that he practices for these competitions by eating 10,000 calories a day.
All right, but think about this. Almost 60 donuts, the sugar content, all in 1 8-minute head rush. I mean, he had to be climbing the walls after the sugar when he kicked in.
Probably the best nap of his life afterwards.
And that's your Bull Bits for today.